in essence, we can say that righteousness is based upon justice and the execution of justice, and the concept of justice is absolute in Islam. So unless absolute justice is exercised and is established, regardless of the relationship between you and the one on whom you are passing judgment. This is the fundamental for establishing peace. Secondly, the fundamental for establishing world peace is mentioned in the very name of Islam. Islam means not only peace, but a message or a behavior of peace, conduct of peace towards others. This is why Islam is best explained in the last sermon of Ahlul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam during Hajjul Wida. In that sermon he explained Islam completely, and particularly he laid stress on this aspect, that from now on every human being is saved from you. His honor is saved, his property is saved, his life is saved, and that is Islam. So if anybody is hurt in any manner by a Muslim, to that extent he loses his Islam. And if the world gets this message, everyone honors another man's rights and his property and his possessions and his honor and everything that belongs to him, then peace is automatically established, because that individual behavior ultimately develops into a national behavior, a national outlook. But if individuals are selfish and are not taught to respect the other's rights, then ultimately the nations grow into monsters, and they trample upon other nations' rights and they don't consider it as injustice. They think justice is only treating your own people justly within the sphere of your geographical or political country. While, as I told you earlier, Islam presents the concept of absolute justice, which means regardless of what the color be of the people or their nationality or the state of their wealth or poverty, your relationship with such a people, whenever you dispense justice justly, keeping Allah in view, that is absolute justice. Because all these things are lacking, so there can't be any guarantee for world peace. It is heading for a great catastrophe, which may be witnessed by this generation, because I see it's coming very close to mankind. This is the subject on which I spoke in Switzerland when I addressed, during my last visit to Europe, when I addressed the Swiss people. This was the main subject of my address. You can read the book and the lecture, and you will find all the references in the Holy Quran on this particular aspect.
The book is available?
No, it's not a book, it's a small address lecture, which I think was published in the Review of Religion as well. Is it in booklet form available? I think so. Find out from the mosque. They will have it if it is published. Otherwise, you can find out in which Review of Religion edition it was published.